Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. USDA announcing yesterday it's investing $7 million to boost broadband service in unserved and underserved rural areas of North Dakota and Montana, part of the $550 million that Congress allocated to the second round of the ReConnect program. Claire Carlson, North Dakota State Director for USDA Rural Development, says broadband is a cornerstone to prosperity in North Dakota's rural communities because it is essential to economic development, access to health care, educational opportunities, and connections to people and services. Reservation Telephone Co-op will use a $6.9 million ReConnect grant to deploy a network in McKenzie County and three Montana counties connecting 1,400 people, 104 farms, 49 businesses, a public school, and a fire station will get hooked up to high-speed broadband internet. One of the programs USDA, FSA, and NRCS has for you is the Conservation Innovation Grants. NRCS Acting Chief Kevin Norton explains the history, purpose, and collaborative partnership of USDA's Conservation Innovation Grant Program.
The Conservation Innovation Grants is now nearly two decades old. Over that period of time, we've invested $300 million in federal resources in the different grants. It's a competitive grant process. It was authorized in the Farm Bill. It has continued on through multiple Farm Bill cycles. Agriculture is moving. Technology is moving at such a fast pace. It's a tool that allows us to engage with producers, private industry, the public sector in the way of universities, and non-governmental organizations to identify and create new tools, new technologies that spur on conservation of natural resources and build resiliency into producers' operations. So a very effective tool, one-to-one match. So for every dollar we put in, we expect at least $1 in contribution from the partnering entity or entities. Many of these have multiple partners associated with them.
Kevin Norton, NRCS Acting Chief. The future of agriculture will look much different than what farmers are accustomed to today, just as revolution in mechanization and the Green Revolution, another transformation on the horizon, according to Greg Myers, Chief Innovation Officer for Syngenta. Myers says the next revolution will transform agriculture through the use of technology.
Now I think we see the opportunity for this third transformation, which is really bringing computer and data science to agriculture around the world to not just help improve yield, but also to help with sustainable production, managing soil health and carbon sequestration, or even producing against specific quality traits, both domestically and in the export markets. And so I think we're also likely to see a trend towards more precise application of inputs that really can only be achieved with computers that are working hand in hand with the actuators on heavy machinery.
Big data and data science aren't necessarily new concepts, but they've been slower to be adopted in agriculture because farmers need practical solutions that work for them.
Growers that I talk to don't really want to work for the software. They want the software to work for them. And farmers are pretty practical people, and they're just looking for practical insights that can help them lead to higher quality decisions on farm. That's why at Syngenta, our focus is not trying to sell farmer software, but rather in trying to create something that'll be useful for them. And that's why we focused on marrying up our data and computer scientists along with our agronomists, plant pathologists, and geneticists.
We'll hear more from Myers in our next segment of Inside Agriculture.